And so here's another passage talking about people who are doomed, for whom it's too late. And look, the thorns and briars, that's straight out of Matthew chapter 7 when Jesus said, every good tree brings forth good fruit, a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit, and he said, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast in the fire. The context of that is false prophets. The false prophets are the evil trees that bring forth corrupt fruit, and the good trees bring forth good fruit. And so, and by the way, that's why saved people are the only ones who can get someone saved. An unsaved person can't get someone saved. Because you know what that would be? That'd be a corrupt tree bringing forth good fruit. That'd be like if you gathered grapes of thistles. That'd be like gathering figs of thorns. Is that ever going to happen? No. The good tree brings forth good fruit, and it says a corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit. It can't happen. And you say, well, you know, the fruit there is just what you say. You know, one of these phony false prophets was preaching, and false prophets love to preach this because they don't have any good fruit. So that's why they have to preach this. So this phony false prophet, he said, no, that Matthew 7 passage, it was Tyler Baker, but anyway. He said, that Matthew 7 passage, he said, that's just the words that come out of your mouth. Okay, so stop. Let's test that for a second. Okay, so I guess a good tree can never say anything bad. Folks, the Bible says the tongue can no man tame. Doesn't the Bible teach us that no one has total control of their tongue? Haven't we all said something bad? Who's ever said something bad after you got saved? In the last week, in the last hour? No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, look. We've all said bad stuff because of the fact that the Bible says the tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Right. And so how can you say that a good tree can't bring forth evil fruit? So they can never say anything wicked. Come on. It's ridiculous. Of course, good people can say bad things. And even more so, let's flip that over. Can bad people say good things? Of course they can. Because, of course, they can be an imposter and talk the talk and creep in unawares and say all the right things. But inside, look, what did the Bible say? He said, this people draw nigh to me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. So they're saying the right thing. So that doesn't make it easy. But now let's test the correct doctrine that bringing forth fruit in this context is talking about reproducing. Like, be fruitful and multiply, like, as in some 30, some 60, some 100, okay? And if it's talking about reproducing, well, everything reproduces after its own kind. And so dogs beget dogs, cats beget cats, and Christians beget Christians. So the Christian, the good tree, brings forth good fruit. The Bible says the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. So the good tree brings forth good fruit. Okay, so now let's test that. Can an unsaved person win a saved person to Christ? No. And that makes perfect sense, that an unsaved person isn't going to go around getting people saved. Some other idiot pastor recently said, I think the Judas Iscariot probably got more people saved than any of the other disciples. Wow. Well, you know what? I guess it's a shame that he hung himself then. Because he was such an amazing soul winner. He could have stuck around. That's just stupid, folks. You know, when people don't actually have God leading them when they preach, that's the kind of stupid junk that they have to come out with to entertain their listeners, because they don't actually have biblical truth and the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So they got to pull out all this little cute junk like that. That's nonsense. It would have been better for that man if he had never been born. Oh, but thank God he was the best soul winner, better than John, better than Peter, better than James, better than Andrew. Blah, 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 blah. To be a complete idiot to believe that. And, you know, I wonder why any idiots would even be in that guy's church after he says something so stupid. And he says something stupid like that almost every week. Beloved, let's go to Revelation chapter 22. Revelation.